Farming has changed much over the years, and many of us still enjoy seeing the ways things were once done. In a moment, I'll take you to a place that shares that story very well as they continue to do things the old way on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Georgia's Museum of Agriculture in Tifton, Georgia, has many authentic buildings that date to the very beginnings of this town.
We are incredibly lucky to have the original home of Henry Harding Tift, who was the founder of Tifton.
As Rebecca Rutledge shares, the village you will find here are all historic buildings, moved from their original locations to tell an important story.
Our village here is set up more of a timeline, ranging in dates from the 1870s, and our oldest building being from 1845.
Plus structures dating into the 1930s. One of the most visited is a grist mill, still in operation today.
It is historically accurate, built in 1879. It is still run off of a water wheel and still fully functional. So we have it set up where guests can come in and they can watch the process of grits and cornmeal being made using these historic artifacts.
The idea is to tell the entire story of agriculture from here in the Wiregrass region of Georgia.
One of our other points of pride here is our heritage breeds that we keep on site. We have Piney Woods cows, Gulf Coast native sheep. So not only are we showing the agricultural processes that would have been here, turpentining, farming, we are also showing the exact kinds of breeds that they would have and helping preserve that history as well.
There are a couple of other items here that are big draws, and I'll share what they are next time as we travel the countryside in Tifton, Georgia. I'm Andrew McCray.